Thank God, because support, this is my speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, good evening. How are you? This is Jewel D. Jones, Sr.
Can I have your zip code,
I have,
sir?
Pardon?
Can I have your zip code?
My zip code is 44128.
And the first and last name again?
What is this in regards to? I don't recognize. I see this as a debit on my account. I'm looking on my computer, and I don't recognize it. It's $91.89.
Can I have your zip code? I mean, your first and last name again, sir?
My first name is Jewel. My middle initial is D. My last name is Jones. Senior.
I'm not showing an account with that name, sir.
Pardon?
I'm not showing an account with that name. Did you say your zip code was 44128?
My zip code is 44128. And I have a debit on my account to this particular entity for $91.89 that I am totally unaware of.
Can you spell me your first name?
J-E-W-E-L-L.
And your last name?
Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Senior.
No, sir, with that phone number, that zip code, and your first and last name, I don't have an account with you.
Well, somebody needs to do something because I'm looking at $91.89 that I don't know anything about.
Did you call your bank, sir?
Pardon?
Did you call your bank?
I just now saw this, and I'm calling the number that reflected on the screen.
Yes, sir. You'll have to call your bank and ask them for a number.
What do you mean, ask them for a number?
They can issue watch you a number because we don't have an account with the information that you provided with us.
Okay. And then there is another one. Lifetime. Well, okay. Somebody has...
You have to call your bank,
like,
sir.
I'm hearing what you're saying, but who are you representing?
I'm a customer service. I represent different companies.
Pardon?
I represent different companies, sir.
I know, but what is the business, overall business focus of the number
center
that I'm talking to? And what?
I'm a call center.
Oh no. Oh, no. Okay. All right. All right.
Okay, thank you for your service. You're welcome.